Coffee Shop Sparks by Soph. Narrated by Pink Lotus 9. Rating: General Audiences. Summary: Tonks would never admit it, but the reason she got her morning espresso from Sal's, local shorthand for Salazar's Coffee, had very little to do with the coffee itself, and more to do with the pretty barista who worked there. Tonks would never admit it, but the reason she got her morning espresso from Sal's, local shorthand for Salazar's Coffee, had very little to do with the coffee itself, and more to do with the pretty barista who worked there. Every morning around 6 a.m., Tonks's nose was accosted by the scent of brewed coffee, and her eyes would immediately seek out the tall, striking young woman who stood behind the counter. Tonks knew that the barista's name was Angelina due to the little black name tag pinned to her apron, but she'd never had the courage to use it, always opting for a mere thank you instead. Today, however, it seemed that she would finally utter that name aloud. "Where's Angelina?" Tonks asked, frowning at the scowling redhead behind the counter. Angelina always worked the morning shift, or at least, she had for the last 6 months that Tonks had been coming to Sal's. Did she switch shifts or something? She fervently hoped that wasn't the case. How else would she survive her mornings? The redhead, whose name tag read Ginny, let out a miserable-sounding sigh. "No, she's out sick. Figures they'd call me to take her shift even though everyone knows I'm not a morning person." Tonks chuckled. "I know what you mean. I need a good cup of coffee to start my day or else I'm dead on my feet. A double espresso, please." She paused, watching Ginny's hands as she ground coffee beans the size of sugar granules. "Do you know if Angelina will be out long?" At Ginny's questioning glance, she added, "I'm just worried about her is all. Wanted to be sure it's nothing serious." "Oh." Ginny carefully measured the ground coffee and poured it into the espresso machine's portafilter before tamping it down. "I think it's just a cold. I'm sure she'll be back tomorrow. Or Wednesday at the latest." Tonks nodded and looked around. Her favorite table, which sat in the corner by one of the windows, was unoccupied. "I'm going to go snag a table. Just call for Tonks when my drink is ready." To Tonks's immense relief, Angelina was back at Sal's the very next day. Ginny, while nice enough, couldn't make a double espresso that was quite as good as Angelina's. "Good morning," Tonks said brightly as she stepped up to the counter. "I hope you're feeling better today, Angelina." Angelina smiled. If she was surprised by Tonks's use of her first name, she didn't show it. "Morning, Tonks." "Yeah, I'm feeling loads better." After a brief pause, she added, "You want your usual?" "You know it," Tonks grinned back, shoving a strand of pink-purple hair behind her ear. She rocked back and forth on the balls of her feet as Angelina prepared her drink. "So, did you miss me?" Angelina asked over her shoulder. Tonks blinked and tore her gaze away from the espresso machine. "Pardon?" Angelina laughed. It spilled out of her in several loud bursts that made other customers stare, but Tonks was enthralled by the sound. "Sorry," the barista said. "It's just, I heard through the grapevine that you were asking about me yesterday." Tonks felt her cheeks heat up. Ginny must have mentioned her. Hopefully Angelina didn't think she was a stalker or something.
Yeah,
Tonks did her best to sound casual. "You make a really good espresso. And I was worried I'd have to suffer through the subpar coffee if you switched to a different shift."
"Nah, I'd never switch. This shift works well with my training schedule," Angelina said.
She leaned forward and gave Tonks a saucy wink.
"Besides, I've grown quite fond of a certain customer with colorful hair."
Tonks felt her heart pound in her chest. It seemed as though Angelina was flirting with her. But if that was the case, she wanted the dark-haired woman to make the first move. She would never be able to show her face at Sal's again if it turned out she had misread the situation.
"Really? I didn't realize you'd notice me."
"How could I not?" Angelina handed her the finished espresso.
"Your hair, the unusual name, that bright smile that I never see quite enough of."
Tonks was now certain that Angelina was flirting with her.
but she still didn't know if it was inappropriate to act on that knowledge. Maybe Angelina flirted with lots of customers. Thanks for the drink, Angelina. Tonks took the cup and saucer from her, then paused. You really do make a mean espresso. Where did you learn to do that? It was an opening, an invitation to meet up sometime and talk. And Angelina took it. Tell you what, Tonks, the barista said, her eyes sparkling. Let's have dinner sometime and I'll tell you all about it. Tonks lifted her cup, as if to toast to that idea. Sounds great. The End. Coffee Shop Sparks by Soph. Narrated by Pink Lotus 9.